Meisusheni Perik, hey, Mishnah Tess. Mishayu Peirois of Rechoikimimeno. If a person has his fruits that are far away from him, Tzarech Likrolohem Shem. So he has to call them by a name and designate who's going to own them. He doesn't have enough time. Let's say it's coming to the Shas Beer. He doesn't have enough time to physically give it to, for example, Meiser Ani Tanim. He doesn't have enough time to give Truma to Kohanim or Meiser to Levim. So he just calls them by name and he designates them. So, like we have in this Meisa. Meiser Megamliel Vazakenim Shayu Boim Besfinis. So Megamliel and the other Tzadikim were in a boat. Amram Gamliel. Easter Shani Asad Lamad. So Gamliel had to do beer. He had to take off maestros and all these things from the fruits that he had in his house. So he said, Easter Shani Asad Lamad, the maestro that I have to take off, Nosan Yoshua. He's giving over to Yeshua, who was on the same boat. Rabbi Yeshua was a Levi, and he was giving him the maestro. And he said, Umakoimu Muskuloi. And in my house, the place that's underneath the maestro is rented out to Yeshua. In other words, the only way that Rabbi Yeshua was going to acquire this Meiser now was by a Kinyan Agav, through the Karka. First, he had to rent out the space below, and once he rented out the space, he then would acquire what's on the space, meaning the fruits, through the ownership of the spot below, because he owned it through Schiris, because it was now rented to him. And he continued, Iser Achashani Asad Lamud, the additional Iser that I have to also measure, Nosan Akiva ben Yosef, Sheyiskov Lanim. I'm giving over to Akiva ben Yosef, that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, we know, was the gabbai for the Aniyim. And he is going to be Zoichit for the Aniyim. Umekoimu Muskuloi. And I'm also, I'm renting him out the space underneath the fruits that are going to be designated for Meiser Ani. Now we see here also, like we brought up in the past, it's Mashma, that when one gives it to the gabbai, Stoka, it's as if giving it to the Aniyim themselves. Because it sounds like here that he's right before Shas Bir and he's Yotze Zayin, even though Rabbi Kiva is on the boat, once Rabbi Kiva acquires it, it's as if you gave over the Matnas Aniyim. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Isa Shani Asad Lamad. So now Rabbi Yeshua in turn, Rabbi Yeshua, the Levi, he said after he got these fruits, Isa Shani Asad Lamad, so the Meiser, which is the Meiser Min a Meiser, the Meiser that I'm going to have now measure, because he had to give Trumas Meiser. So who is a Kohen that's on the boat? Nosan Lelozer ben Azariah. So he's giving to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. Umekoimu Muskuloi. And the place from which I'm giving to him is going to be rented out to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. Now remember, Rabbi Yeshua did not own this. It was rented to him. And now he's in turn renting part of that space out to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. He's almost subleasing it to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. We're going to get back to that soon. V'niskablu ze mize sachar. And then each one on the same boat, they would, whoever was renting space, the tenant that was renting it, that was acquiring it, he would have to give money to the landlord. So for example, Rabbi Kiva was the tenant, and by the fact he was a tenant, this way he could acquire the fruits, but nevertheless he was a tenant for that little space underneath. So he had to give Rabbi Gamliel some money, and so did the others. But obviously they gained a lot more because now that they had actually acquired fruits. So you see here a few things. Number one, they didn't have to pay money, one would think. Why wouldn't they just do chalipin? Where instead of them having to pay money, why didn't do chalipin in order to rent out space? So the Teretz is, the Rishonim say, the Taisus says, the chalipin doesn't work by rentals. You can't rent something and acquire that rental through chalipin. That's number one. There's a second thing that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down. It's brought down by shame of the Shaul's Chufs of Bnei Aaron that brings down the Bala Itter, who's a Rishon, that he says, for example, if a person borrows something from somebody, the only time he's allowed to lend it out to somebody else is if he has Rishus, permission from the initial owner to do so. Same thing by renting. The only time you're allowed to sublease something is if you have permission from the original landlord to do so. So too, he says, it has to be that over here, that Rabbi Yeshua was the Levi, had to have had permission from Rabbi Gamliel in order for him to be able to sublease it out to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah. Now, Lechora, one would just think anyway that for sure, even if Rabbi Gamliel didn't actually explicitly give him permission, I was just thinking that Lechora, he does give him permission anyway, it should be understood, because if Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah was not able to take the space from Rabbi Yeshua, if Rabbi Yeshua was not able to sublet it, what's happening then is Rabbi Gamliel would be, in this case, over Lifnei Iver Loisitein Michshol, because he's now giving fruits over to Rabbi Yeshua, and doing it in a way that Rabbi Yeshua is going to be over the mitzvah beer, because Rabbi Yeshua has to take off Chumas Maisrus. So it's in Rabbi Gamliel's best interest that Rabbi Yeshua sublets it to Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, because otherwise there's going to be a takala here. So I would think that, anyway, there's an inherent rishus that's given here to Rabbi Yeshua. Either way, there has to be some type of rishus, and whether it's given or it's inherently given, comes out the same thing.